You know, I found it really isn't hard to be a citizen scientist. I'm on the website for Project Bugburst. It's a nationwide effort to get people out into their backyards to track spring flowers. All I have to do is pick a plant or a tree to keep an eye on and then report my findings. I'm thinking I'll check out the lilac trees in my neighborhood here in Portland. But before I head out, I need some advice. So I called Sandra Henderson. She's busy these days directing Project Bugburst at the University Corporation of Atmospheric Research.
Hey, Sadie.
I reach Henderson at her office in Boulder, Colorado.
What advice do you have for me, a first-time citizen scientist observing phenology?
The ideal thing to do is get a sense of when lilacs, in your case in Portland, Oregon, are expected to have different pheno events.
Good thing I looked up phenology before calling Henderson. Basically, it means nature's calendar, the timing of when cherry blossoms bloom or a robin builds a nest. And these life cycles of plants and animals are sensitive to changes in climate.
Plants provide a wonderful context for understanding changes to the environment. And certainly they respond to changes in temperature and precipitation, things that climate scientists are very interested in.
Scientists can't be in everyone's backyard to note whether a daffodil is blooming a week earlier than it normally does. That's where volunteers come in. Last year, some 5,000 people across the country reported their observations to Project Bugburst. That information now is a foundation for an online database that includes everything from dandelions to ponderosa pines. So after walking through a neighborhood and seeing a lot of trees that have already flowered, I've decided that these lilac trees outside of our house are perfect for watching because they haven't flowered yet and there are leaf buds all over the branches. And here's a branch, and the leaf buds are huge, and they are just starting to unfurl. Now that I found my lilac tree to watch, I can report today's findings. Once I submitted my first observation, it actually popped up on a live Google map, and it's pretty neat. I can see that map now, and there are little balloons all across the country. Those are people just like me who've reported their observations this spring. Studying the timing of spring isn't new. In Japan and China, for example, the blossoming of cherry and peach trees signal the start of festivals that go back more than 1,000 years. Cherry trees in Japan now bloom 4 days earlier than in the 1950s. Sandra Henderson with Project Bugburst says this program has only been going for a couple of years, but scientists have noticed a few changes.
For example, last year in the Chicago area, we had a number of forsythia first flower reported a couple of days in April. When we went back and looked at the same data, the same plant species, the same location in 2007, we noticed it was a week later.
These simple observations will eventually create a snapshot of how climate change is affecting plants across the U.S. Scientists can then use this information to help us better understand and adapt to a changing climate. For the Environment Report, I'm Sadie Babbitts.